comics,
poor entertainment, poor news,
foodies watching movies,
adulting 80s,
podcast read,
the voices of survival,
kids for sale,
Gallif Radio,
brews with dudes,
journey into wrestling,
journey into comics network, journeyintocomics.com.
The following
Journey into Comics.
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 Network.
Production.
Heritage!
What up, ladies and gentlemen? This is Podcastrophy episode 68. I'm your host, Dick.
I'm back again.
Tyler's back again. Matt's back again after an absence. Well, not really. No.
We all kind of had an absence.
Yeah, we had we took a break for a week. We did a review of Creed 2, you and I, Tyler.
You and Matt and I had a 4-hour long episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was crazy. We just had to take a break.
My butt was hurt.
Yeah.
Oh, from the sitting down.
The chair. Yeah.
No, yeah. No, that's actually not it.
No, from the raping.
Yes.
But wait, you can't say that word.
From the ass trip I took.
Yes.
Ooh. This week we have a very special guest. His name's Cornwall. Ryan.
Hi, people.
How you doing? Ryan, talking to that microphone.
Oh, straight into it like
yeah.
this?
Oh, yeah.
Hold it up a little more?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I mean, if you want to take it. Well,
anything for you.
Okay. I appreciate it. How you doing, Ryan?
Oh, I'm all right, man. Well, tired.
Yeah.
Finally got a beer, though, so I'm happy.
Hell yeah, dude. Yeah, we all worked very long days today.
It's only Tuesday, isn't it?
Yeah, it's only Tuesday. It's the Mondayest Tuesday ever, besides the day after Labor Day.
Last week was the Mondayest Tuesday ever.
Last week?
Yeah, like last Tuesday.
Oh.
Yeah. And now,
last week was all Tuesday.
All last week was Tuesday.
I had a shit fucking day last Tuesday, and then I got through the week and I was like, man, that was a rough week. Next week will be better. Nope.
Austin Welch wants to know if he can be on episode 69. I'm guessing because it's episode 69. I don't know what. See, next week's going to be weird because you're going to be out of town, right?
No.
Next Tuesday's Christmas.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's one of the things I wanted to talk about today.
Yeah.
What
I don't
plan for next week was.
Yeah. I don't know. I was just going to do a quick stream.
Well, I thought about doing a quick stream. Why don't we all just do a quick stream on our own?
Okay.
We have Christmas three ways.
Damn.
It's the best kind of Christmas.
Yeah. All the Christmases.
That's better than a Christmas.
So
with a
that'll be
child.
Episode 69. I don't know, Austin. I don't think you can join that one.
Because you'll
probably be with your family and such.
Or not. Yeah. We don't judge.
You're an adult. You're allowed to live your life how
yeah,
you want.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want. Like, I'll be here all alone until Miranda gets off work, so. Yeah.
Just playing with yourself?
Probably not. I'll probably be playing Assassin's Creed.
How much shit are you going to shove in your ass?
At least a handful of carrots into the back of
baby
my butthole.
Carrots.
Baby carrots.
Are you doing baby carrots or full size?
I might do full size.
All right,
that's fair. I don't fucking know.
Say, you need to just graduate up, so. You know, ears are
honestly, I've been doing this a long time. I could probably do regular.
Miranda comes home, there's a Walmart receipt on the counter and like 9 bags of carrots.
All different sizes.
Well, they're empty. They're all empty because you're down
but,
here.
But they were all different sizes.
Yes.
Like, started with baby carrots and I just full on fucking.
Teenage carrots.
Teenage carrots.
You just got a menagerie of carrots rammed into your ass. It
smells like teen carrots in
here. Ooh.
Shit.
That was bad.
Yeah.
I regret ooing that.
I regret saying it.
I regret life.
Why am I here?
No regrets. You got this.
So, Tyler, you and I just had a little miniature argument while the intro was playing.
We did.
And so, last Friday, Miranda and Brian here went down to 450 North and grabbed me a shit ton of double pineapple fresh fruit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
their milkshake IPA, which you and I both absolutely love the original pineapple fresh fruit.
I think the original one was better.
I agree. Like, I totally agree with that. The vanilla just mixed in so well.
Vanilla. I think it's no contest. The original one was way better than this one.
Yeah, I like this one a lot though.
I don't dislike it by any means.
You, however, said the pineapple cosmic jacuzzi from Brewlink was better.
Mm-hmm.
I disagree. I like this better.
I'm not super. I don't have a ginormous hard on for milkshake IPAs anyway. But I just think that the Brewlink has a better pineapple flavor. You know.
I think this is better than the one in Mad Anthony too.
Oh, I would definitely agree with that.
Yeah. I mean, that was excellent, but
I think this is better than that for sure. Yeah.
You tried it too. You didn't like it.
What I tried that drink there?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. I don't think I've ever tried a pineapple beer.
Enjoy it. I heard you tried it and didn't like it.
No, that's good.
Yeah.
I've definitely never drank that before.
Yeah, you can have the rest of that. Not much in it, but.
All right, sweet. Yeah, I'll take your pineapple beer.
Hell yeah.
Honestly, I went for the stickers. That was the whole point of it.
You just went for stickers.
Yeah.
2 hour drive, hanging out in the cold for an hour, you know?
Yep.
Stickers.
I was having a bad week. I wanted to get drunk. And I figured, where's the best place to do that? A brewery. Mm-hmm. And what do I get in return? Stickers.
Gotta love stickers.
Worth it. It was worth it.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Miranda said she had a good time. You guys got to hang out with Brett and Nick.
Yeah, that was a good time.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Nick in a while.
I didn't even know you knew Nick.
Yeah, I've actually, ever since the Doom Room first opened, you and Derek Maxwell took me there. It was like the second or third show they ever had. And I was, you know, I went to that one, and I think one or two after that, just sporadically, I'd run into you and stuff. And then
Derek Maxwell, really? I don't remember that.
I think it was back when he still had his Mustang. I'm pretty sure.
I never hung out with Derek Maxwell.
No?
Not a fan.
Oh, well, it was definitely him that took me there, because I sure as hell didn't drive myself.
Openly not a fan.
Oh, all right.
He was okay in high school.
Everyone has so much hate for that guy. Adam hates his guts.
I can't stand him. He just annoys me.
Royer doesn't like him.
Royer doesn't like anybody.
Yeah, Royer doesn't even like me anymore. That's all right. can't
keep Royer him hate himself?
I feel like he does at times.
I really want to get him on this show, too.
Oh, God. It would turn so political so fast.
Oh, that's fine.
That's good. That's completely fine.
Is that good? Is that what you want in your life?
Absolutely. Him, they could go.
I'll argue with anybody about anything.
You might not be arguing.
Well, no, but
he's very,
I might just argue
he's pretty
for the
right
sake
wing,
of argument.
Isn't he?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's real conservative. Yeah. He loves America just the way it is, but with more border walls and less people of color.
I hate diversity.
I mean, I was listening to Rogan a couple weeks ago, and it was one of his, I mean, 100 episodes ago from where he's at right now. But he was explaining to someone who's not a hunter, like, some of his fascination with hunting, which I agree, being a hunter, I jive really well with Rogan's philosophies on a lot of things. But he's explaining to this guy, like, there's certain animals that you have to manage populations of. You have to manage predator populations effectively for a multitude of reasons. You know, livestock loss in Africa, loss of, you know, human life, the ungulate population on any continent in the world, so North America, Africa, doesn't matter. Anything that eats grass and chews it and has, you know, a long digestive process, that's an ungulate. Okay, so deer, cows, those are all ungulates. But after the Cecil the Lion, I mean, you remember that was big fucking media explosion when that dentist killed Cecil the Lion. And then no one wanted to go to Africa and hunt lions after that because there was such a negative stigma on it. Well, we hunt lions in Africa because rich people can pay $50,000 to shoot a lion. But number two, it keeps the predator population in control. So it protects people's livestock, and then that $50,000 per lion all goes back into conservation, and those communities get that money. And I see that Mike is in the comments. Let me finish before you get to him, please. But the guy that was, and I can't remember what the guest name was, but they were having the conversation, and he's kind of an intellectual guy.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you know, why don't we just do that with people? Why don't we just let rich Europeans come to America and go through the ghetto and fucking kill a couple hundred people a year? Because if you think about it, it's no different.
Why don't we just have a purge?
Well, that's essentially what he was talking about. All that money through conservation goes back into those.
I say I'm all right with a purge, but I don't think I'd survive a purge.
I would make sure you survive.
I would hunt you down. No, I'm kidding.
They say there is no hunting like the hunting of a man.
Yeah.
By God, deadliest game.
Yeah, that's it. The deadliest game.
But he was making a really, really compelling argument that if there's any population that we should control, it's ours.
Like, oh, absolutely.
Like, extensively control.
Oh, absolutely.
Because, you know, the same way that it works in Africa, all that money would go back into the community. People wouldn't be fighting. Because one of the issues in America is there's not enough fucking places to live for everybody. Well, you thin the herd. Well, if I kill you, I mean, I think realistically, I mean, someone should get your house, if not me, you know? So...
You keep what you kill.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't like a cut and dry, like, yeah, this is what we should do. You know, it's more theoretical and hypothetical. But everything needs to be kept in balance of some sort. Because if one population of something gets out of control, then it throws everything else out of balance.
Well, you know, I think an easier way to, like, implement that now would be IQ tests.
Yeah.
You have to pass an IQ test in order to procreate.
Well, just take warning labels.
Well, what the
shit.
Hell happened?
People thought it was inhumane.
Yeah,
because you know, if you weren't able to, it was called I can't even remember what it was called. But
you wouldn't have passed the test then.
Yeah, probably not. But if you didn't meet a certain IQ, they made you infertile.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm not going to say that I'm against that. That actually sounds like a pretty damn good idea. We're helping population control. You know. And then maybe we'll make some better ideas in the future, you know?
Bill Burr had the best idea. Just make cruise ships. People go on these cruise ships. You sink the cruise ship. Simultaneously, you build an identical-looking cruise ship that comes back. And people just keep going on these cruise ships until you take out about 85% of the population.
All right, so see, I would definitely survive that. Because I'm terrified of open water, I'd never be on the cruise ship.
But I'm saying you get those people that aren't afraid of open water.
Well, why are we killing off all the people that aren't afraid of water? Someone has to be able to conquer the oceans one day.
No. We have planes now. We don't need that.
Yeah, but those keep ending up in the water too.
Yeah.
Malaysia.
Well,
flight, whatever that was.
So if we're gonna talk about population control, there's a couple things to consider. Hitler did it with the Jews. So obviously not the right way to go about.
I think it's because he had such a very narrow perspective on it. He was like, just these people need to go. And everyone's like, that's
I mean, it wasn't just the Jews. Harsh. It was the gypsies. It was pretty much any black minority people, that wasn't blonde-haired, blue-eyed, you know.
It happened in Cambodia with Khmer Rouge in the 1970s.
Yep, they've done it in, pretty much every African nation since the dawn of time has done it.
Currently in China, Muslims are getting put in camps.
Yep.
That's crazy. I didn't know that.
You know, Israel and Palestine have been fucking genociding each other for a long time. But the point that I'm trying to make is, you know, you brought up what is humane and inhumane. Putting a pedophile in Gen Pop right now is considered inhumane.
Yeah.
But the act that the pedophile committed is not inhumane. So there's a hard line that needs to be set there that a lot of times we just decide not to tread.
Seems like a questioning in morality and like what is good, what is right, what's wrong. That's really what I feel like needs to be fixed, and then maybe other things can follow suit.
Yeah, but no one wants to say what's right and what's wrong anymore. They just keep saying, oh, well, they just have a different way of looking at things. Yep. Yeah, and everyone's perspective is supposed to be respected and accepted. Mm-hmm. Whereas something like that, that's just the line that doesn't need crossed. There is no, oh, well, you know, he's a child at heart. I don't give a fuck. He's a 45-year-old man.
Yep.
I saw TED Talks about this. It was about how these people should be accepted as a minor attracted.
Yeah, I saw that. These, yeah. There was a big push about 5-6 months ago for that minor attracted people to be accepted into the LGBTQ community And they pushed back. I mean, they fought against it, which I was actually surprised to see.
There was actually someone they weren't willing to just accept.
Yes. So, but the most effective way that you control any population, it doesn't matter what species it is you control the females. You remove females from the population, the males handle themselves, whether through famine, you know, conflict, there's not enough female to go around.
So we're talking about that Rick and Morty episode where they just let the men kind of kill each other and roam around.
Yeah,
and
I don't watch Rick and Morty, so I can't comment on that. But
there's a
Futurama episode like that too.
Yes,
where they just all the Amazon women.
Oh
on
yeah,
the planet,
that is a good one.
And they
are you
death by
ready for the comments
yeah, by snooze.
Just let me say one more thing. So the perfect example is in North America, we have pretty strict hunting laws on whitetail, blacktail, mule deer. It doesn't matter what kind of deer it is. But you are pretty much limited to one antlered animal, but you can kill, in certain states, up to 10 antlerless animals. Well, the females don't have antlers. We're controlling the female population because a buck can only breed so many does. A doe can get bred one time. Well, I mean, realistically, three times, but so... You remove the females from the equation, populations don't bloom. Simple as that.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you just stare, as far as human population goes, if you just sterilized 80% of men, that other 20% isn't going to be able to impregnate the rest of a female population.
Because of our gestation cycle, because we have 9 months. Pigs have 3 month, 3 week, and 3 day gestation cycle. So you could sterilize half of the population of all the swine in North America, and their population would still increase at the rate it is right now. So it depends on the species. But yeah, I don't disagree with you a bit. So what's going on in the comments? What's Micah got to say?
Micah says, if it can be eaten, Tyler McLaughlin would hunt it.
Yes.
Then he says, Tyler McLaughlin is now trying to get permission to hunt and eat people.
Yes.
Alex says, I'm helping control the population by never having any fucking kids.
That's fair.
Good job.
They do that in China. It's pretty awful.
Holly says, I disagree with the IQ test. My stepson has disabilities. Doesn't mean he shouldn't have children. As an adult, if someone loves him and wants kids with him.
Adopt. Like, honest. And I feel like that right now for so many people. I mean, there are so many kids in foster homes or, you know, orphanages waiting for families that, you know, they don't end up in families. They turn 18 years old and then they're just kicked out. And it's like, well, I hope you have a job. I hope you're making money because you're not the system's problem anymore.
Right.
And all these people just want to have little miniature themselves. It's one of the most selfish things you can do is, you know what? I know that that kid over there really needs a family, but I want one that looks like me. So I'm going to go ahead and make him.
Well, we have a strong desire to carry on our family name, our genes.
Our genes, exactly.
I mean, it's instinct.
Yeah.
It's instinct. We want to care. It's a base of life to breed.
Exactly.
And carry on.
We realize that we're a finite thing and we just want to continue on in whatever way we can.
Yeah, of course.
Exactly.
Micah also says Tyler is getting a case built to eat people.
Yes.
He says now he wants to eat females.
Yes, just women.
Just women.
Because I got extra bones.
more tender
16
meat.
Extra bones.
16 extra bones.
More tender meat.
Yeah, there you go.
So what aggravates me about America in particular, because obviously, you know, I've talked about it on the show. I've lived other places in the world, so I've experienced other cultures. But Ryan brought up how many foster children are in America right now. Kids that are born, and the moment they're born, they have no family.
Yeah.
You know, because of whatever reason, they're just, yep, I don't want it. So what I get really wound up in sometimes, and I try not to get involved in other people's business, but I see people that I grew up with or have been acquainted with throughout my life, and they're having children, and then people that are really, really close to me or that I kind of respect, they physically don't have the ability to have children. So what right? I mean, you get what I'm trying to say? Like, the people can't have fucking kids are the ones that really deserve to have them.
Yeah, absolutely.
And normally they adopt, and you know, they contribute to managing our population by taking care of other people's kids. And then they make them their own, and then they have good lives, and on and on and on. But the people, a lot of times, the people that don't fucking deserve to have kids at all are the ones that have like six.
Yeah.
Well, I think part of the problem with the adopt thing is it's so difficult to go through all those hoops.
Mm-hmm.
And then, not to mention, I personally don't know, but from what I've heard, it's incredibly expensive.
Oh, there is a big monetary price tag.
To, like, these people that basically, like you're saying, may not be able to physically have children on their own who are trying to adopt, they have to spend a very pretty penny. Like, in some cases, they have to take out second mortgages to be able to go through this process. And but people on welfare can just go buy a six-pack and
keep pumping out kids.
Yeah, just keep trying to get more and more on that welfare check. And I think that's where a discrepancy needs to be adjusted.
I think absolutely. I think having, I hate to use the label that there's a price tag on it, because I that's the wrong way to look at it. But I think that that high price tag is kind of weeding people out that either have the ability to be parents or don't, which isn't necessarily right. But I mean, if you had, I mean, look at the person pumping out more kids to get more money kind of thing. Well, if I adopt more kids, that's another dependent also. So you can, I mean, you could get it both ways.
I would agree with that, but I would
that's
say
me playing devil. That's try, me playing devil's advocate there.
I think it just needs to be more affordable for people on the lower middle class spectrum.
Yes, absolutely.
Because if you look at the people that can't afford to do this, especially if they're trying to do multiple children, these are people that generally are upper middle class, if not even a little higher than that, with their income levels and more likely probably their education.
And they still struggle.
Yeah. And they still struggle to go through the loopholes, because not only do they have to be able to put out that kind of money, they have to go through all these like checkpoints, all these loopholes, like to find out if they would be suitable, which again isn't a bad thing. But if you're able to have children so easily, let's say for just like I said, we're just going to one night, I'm going to get fucked up and I'm going to just pump you full of baby juice, then
you become a jizz factory.
Jizz factory.
Jizz factory. There's the title of the episode.
I agree
that was
with
it,
that.
By the way.
What?
Jizz Factory.
Jizz Factory. I was really excited for you to pump it in there.
It just
innuendos.
And it just worked. It didn't have to be random.
But I feel like with, you know, God damn it, Blaine, you made me lose my train of thought.
Adoption.
Yeah. I know that. It just. We need to try to work out that discrepancy of how easy it is for some couples to have these kids versus how difficult it is for some of these well-off, deserving parents to be able to get these children.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I think this area needs to have a closing of the gap bit.
Mm-hmm. Totally agree. Wow, that's a dead space there.
Yeah.
I was going to say, next
to explain the jizz factory thing. To explain the jizz factory thing, yesterday I recorded an episode for Poor Entertainment where Nate Phillips and Andrew Poor and I, we all discussed the recent CW Arrowverse crossover episodes. And Nate, at one point, that episode is live as of today, if you want to check it out.
Wouldn't be live then.
I guess it's live, as in it's like it's up. Fuck you, Matt.
Okay, I'm just saying.
I don't think you understand the term live, Blaine.
We're live now.
Are we really?
Well,
alive?
Yeah, we are live now.
Yes. But are we?
Are we just breathing?
Are we just breathing?
Are we in the?
Are we
Matrix?
Just a dream?
I've been dead inside for years.
But no, at some point, at one point during the episode, Nate goes to borrow a term from Podcastrophe. He says "jizz factory," and I'm like, we've literally never said that, Nate.
I don't think either one of us have ever said that on the show.
And I was like, I can understand that maybe we would say it, but we've never said
it.
Nope.
Does it sound like something I would say? Yes, but have I? No, but I will.
I can do it. And he's like, say it at some point during the show. I'm like,
oops.
I said, deal. I'll make it happen. He wanted me to just say it and then move on.
Just
with
factory.
Like no context, just keep moving and talking. Mm. But it didn't happen. It just worked. We were talking about jizz.
That we were.
We were talking about jizzing.
It was fate.
Jizzums.
Yeah.
Oh shit. You just thrusted it right in there.
God, these innuendos.
God damn.
Oh my.
Oh shit.
Hello.
What you got for me, Tyler?
Well, I think it's time for ball sack hot tub.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm an apprentice. You know, I've talked about that on the show.
Yeah.
And before class a couple weeks ago, we're sitting in the computer lab just talking shit to each other like we always do. And there's a certain person in my class that is dumber than a bag of dicks. And I'm not going to mention his name because I actually am kind of rooting for him, but he's dumb.
I like Cameron.
Way dumber than Cameron.
Cameron's smart, but he's dumb. But we root for him. But he's dumb. But he's smart. But he's dumb.
This guy's real fucking dumb.
So he's just dumb.
He's dumb. And he was like begging me for a quarter or something so he could get a fucking pop. And I don't give. I don't do that. You know, I don't. Number one, I don't carry cash or change.
Yeah, yeah.
But number two, like, don't fucking beg me for anything. I've had to fight and earn everything that I've ever had. I don't fucking beg people for shit. Don't fucking beg me for shit. You know? I don't play that game. And I said, you know what? Fucking crawl across this room on your hands and knees, and I'll give you a quarter. The only stipulation is, when you come back up from getting your Sprite, you have to fucking crawl back across the room as I pull my pants down, put my balls in your mouth, and pour that Sprite in too. And fucking create a ball sack hot tub in front of all these people with that spicy, spicy Sprite. And he's just looking at me like, what?
All I wanted was a fucking Sprite, man.
Well, people begging me for shit kind of triggers me. So
Sprite is just spicy water.
I went hard on him.
Might have went a little bit too much.
Nah.
Like, can you explain the begging? Because, like, I'm imagining two different scenarios here. At one end of the spectrum, he's just like, hey, man, can I get a quarter? And you're like, fuck you. Get on your hands and knees and suck these balls. And in the other hand, he's like, God, please give me a quarter. And you're still like, fuck you. Get on. Either way, you're the bad guy in the scenario.
No,
but a cool bad guy. Like,
it was like,
hey, I really think it was,
it was like, at first, yeah. It was like, hey, man, can I get a quarter? No, I don't have one. Come on, man. Give me a quarter.
Oh.
I don't fucking have a quarter. I know you got a quarter, man. Come on.
Okay.
Who the fuck carries quarters?
I'm not gonna give you a fucking quarter, and I don't have one.
He deserved
yeah.
this.
Yeah, he yeah. did. He really he did.
It. Yeah.
See, that's here, the moment me I've met those people purse. Where I'm just like, listen, dude, what's in my pockets? None of your fucking business.
That's right.
So go away. Ask someone else.
I mean, if we were working together and you said, hey, man, I'm gonna grab a pop. Do you mind if I grab a quarter from you? Sure. Here's a quarter, you know?
Yeah.
I'm gonna ask you for a quarter. Or you're going to offer me a pop at some time. Like, it's,
get your back kind
it's
of thing.
Camaraderie, you know? But don't fucking ask me three times if you can have something when I said no.
And then tell me I'm lying to you about
it. And then,
it.
Yes.
Yeah. Guys like that.
I don't fucking play that game, man. It's real simple.
That's a disrespect kind of thing.
I work in the fucking construction trades. I can tell you to go fuck yourself and not worry about your feelings. Okay?
It is so nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't get fired for calling someone any kind. Can I just say whatever I want?
Yeah. You can say whatever.
Okay. Did you not hear the intro, well, right?
There are no safe spaces.
There is a lot.
I did say ball sack hot tub, so yeah, I think you're pretty safe.
And Jizz Factory.
Yeah.
Fuck, I don't even know why
talking
I hesitated.
Talking about population control, fucking sterilizing people.
You know, now that I think about it, why did I hesitate?
I honestly don't know.
It's just not in my character.
But I think that's part of the pussification of America.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God, I'm pussy now.
Well, it's the, you know.
Oh, no.
You can't tell people they're fucking idiots at work anymore outside of the construction field, which is why I don't think I've ever left it, because I've been told that my whole entire life if I'm being a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
You know, you're being a fucking, did I tell you to do that? No, stop being a fucking idiot. Go do your job. Stop jerking off in the fucking shower. You're clogging the drain. Shit like that, Dad. Anyway.
Or getting a Chrysler. Yeah. You didn't see that thing that came out last year and this year?
Oh, yeah. Fucking Damon Matheson. Quit touching dicks.
Yeah, quit touching dicks in the back.
What are you guys doing back here? Touching dicks?
What are you guys doing back there? Touching dicks? Get up here and fucking do something.
Get up here and touch dicks. Don't do it in the back.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
He has said that.
Do it where everyone can see. But no, like I have had the opinion since I've been in the workforce, because I've, you know, this is my second go around in the construction trades, and I'm glad I'm back because I can actually, like, work and like appreciate what I'm doing. But your workplace is not a fucking place to bring your feelings.
No.
Like, I've always had that opinion. Like, I am there to do my job from the time I'm supposed to until the time I'm not supposed to. It's very cut and dry. The moment that I'm not supposed to do that job anymore and it's time to go home, that place doesn't fucking exist to me. There's, you know, you've heard me talk a lot, especially when I worked at Subaru. There's old Tyler and there's Tyler that's here right now. It's yeah. not the same fucking dude. You would not have liked old Tyler because we would not have been friends at all in any capacity whatsoever. I would not have got along with anybody in this room because I was so fucking miserable to be around just all the time.
Would you start a podcast?
Would I have started a podcast?
With me?
No, I would have told you to go fuck yourself.
Okay.
That's just who I was. I'm not that way anymore. Yeah. And now I see people in my career field that are just the way that I used to be. So it's good. It feels good to me that I see that and I'm not like that anymore. You know, mm-hmm. I can actually see my own growth. But at the same time, like Ryan said, if I'm telling you to do something and you're A, not doing it effectively, B, not doing exactly what I told you to do, especially if it's simple, you're a fucking idiot. Stop being a dumbass and just do it. Dig a hole. Like, that is simple fucking instruction. I didn't tell you how deep. I didn't tell you how wide. You fucking dig a hole. You start digging a hole. If I come back and you're digging a hole, I'm not going to bother you. Hey, man, make that hole a little wider. And I walk away. I come back. You're still fucking digging a hole. You are effectively doing or performing the instructions that I gave you. Simple as that. People can't fucking figure that out. If you're not performing, I'm going to tell you you're not performing. I don't have to be nice about it. Now, sweetie, I really need you to dig that hole a little bit deeper, okay? Maybe make it a touch wider. I'll be back in 45 minutes. Pull your stress card if you need to, okay? Take a couple water breaks. You know, maybe get a cool towel. Like, no, we got to get shit done. Either do it or don't. If you can't do it, go the fuck home. If you don't want to do it, don't come back. Simple as that.
This is one reason why I left Subaru, actually. Because
you couldn't perform?
No, people...
Because you were a piece of shit?
That, too, maybe.
Fucking idiot.
People brought their feelings in.
Yeah.
To there all the time. It seemed very high school drama.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
To me.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, that's manufacturing in general.
Well, I was working in management, too. So everybody brought their drama to me.
Yep.
And I remember in particular, one day we were working on one of the new expansion lines. And we were trying to set it up, and we had a bunch of people staying later. And some kid kept talking to me. And he was joking around, picking at me and everything. And I just said, hey, listen, man, how about you just stop? Otherwise, I'm going to smack you in the face, you little bitch. That's what I told him. He reported me. And I was just like.
So he was poking fun. And you poked a little fun back and was like,
I went a little bit harder.
Yeah, you know, to assert dominance like you should.
Yeah.
Like every man should. We always step it up a little bit, see how far you can push.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Always be an alpha.
That's what I did. And he reported me. So I had two upstairs people, which you both know what that means, come down and chat with me, or, well, bring me up to chat with me about.
Yeah, because they don't come down to your level.
Yeah.
You got to come up to their level.
How I should have handled the situation. And I was like, listen. For one, I thought we were having fun. I thought we were just poking fun at each other, but I'm sorry. And then the next day, kids started doing at me again, and I was like, listen, man, I'm just not even going to talk. Because if you're going to go run your mouth upstairs, what's the point?
Right.
Yeah, and it's just sad that people like that are rewarded. That's absolutely the kind of guy that you want to find in the parking lot,
yeah,
whip his ass, send him home, be like, all right, I'll see you at work tomorrow, man.
So, I mean, that was one of my issues I had with Subaru. It just seemed very drama-filled, very high schoolish.
Yeah, that's just people manufacturing in general,
exactly,
man.
Exactly. People bring their emotions.
And see, that's not – it's not even just the factory. It's the people.
Yeah.
It's literally people are the problem.
I have a theory on why this is, because we had a particular team member. I won't say his name. Won't matter anyway. Wife was gorgeous.
Like, okay.
Absolutely gorgeous. Started having an affair with some girl on the other team.
He did?
He did.
Okay.
Who she was not gorgeous. Let's just say that.
Okay.
The only reason why we could figure out why is because you spend so much time at a place like Subaru that, especially if you work on a second shift level, you don't see your family too often.
Yep.
And I was like, I feel like a majority of this is people are so bored with their like lives when they go to a place like Subaru, like a manufacturer, like things are very mundane, that they're looking for any kind of excitement.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And so that's why they try to do something like this, because they need a thrill of some sort. You know?
Yeah.
Your brain is going to find a way to entertain itself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I just feel like that's why it's always so filled with drama. And
no, because everyone's sleeping with everyone else behind their significant other's backs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, too.
Yeah.
So. We don't really have much of that in our area.
What area are you in? Because obviously my ex doesn't work in your section.
It was filled in final line, dude. That's all
I Oh, yeah, definitely out there, but our area, not so much. I have no idea what you're talking about, Tyler.
There was a lot of shit that went on while I was there. A lot of shit I heard about going on while I was there.
Dick is above all that.
He's just kind of oblivious, dude.
I was going to say, maybe I'm just oblivious to it all.
You're
but
just oblivious.
I think it is the latter.
I read a thing.
I know about Joe fucking Tiffany.
That was one of them. I read a thing a couple weeks ago that made a lot of sense.
Joe fucked
me.
A retard.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, shit.
More than once.
There's no safe spaces.
Blaine.
No.
Yeah, he banged her. And he wasn't wearing a condom, and she was on top.
And it was at climax time.
And he told her to get off because he was about to get off. Mm. And she goes, no.
And held him down.
Damn.
And then she became a jizz factory.
we swear to God she got fucking pregnant, but the fupa she had just absorbed the fetus.
Yes.
That's how it gets its power.
That it or she killed fetuses. It with Oreos.
She's divorced now.
Is she really?
She's single.
Wow.
She met a guy.
So she's
oh, this
single.
Ryan's like, I heard you.
She met a guy.
Yeah, right. Her jizz factory and the word no, and I love that. That's exactly.
She met a guy, and after a month of dating, married him.
Yep.
Eloped. Wow. Married.
Yep.
Sometimes.
Then she found out, oh, this guy's actually a piece of shit. And he's also just as stupid as her, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, women never want to date or marry a guy that's as dumb as them. I don't know why that is. You'd think they want him dumber, at least, like, because then you can get away with what you want.
Well, she was really stupid, so the ability to find someone dumber than her
kind of is not there.
It's not there. No,
yeah.
She wasn't all there.
I read a thing a couple weeks ago that kind of hit home that made a lot of sense to me. Bear with me because I'm reciting it.
Is this
memory.
About the panda?
No.
Damn.
We
call her the panda, by the way. She should be extinct.
But she's not.
She's still
fucking
alive.
Bitch would not die.
She
just survives on
four asthma attacks in 1 week.
Are we still talking about this Tiffany girl?
Yeah.
Yes.
Four asthma attacks in 1 week.
Well, she's a fighter. I'll give her that.
Well, remember four asthma attacks
she's
in
a panda.
One day.
Yeah. She's not a fighter. She's a panda. She just survives.
She's hanging
just
in there.
Die. Yeah. So anyway.
She's worse than a cockroach. She's a panda.
Hard times make strong men. Strong men make easy times. Easy times make weak men. Weak men make hard times. And then the cycle repeats. And I read that, and I was like, man, that fucking makes sense. No wonder we're all a bunch of pussies.
We need war.
We are living in a time of weak men.
Like, all the fucking badass people of generations past fucking made it easier for everybody else. So their children and their children's children didn't have to fucking have hard life like they did.
Yeah, because, yeah, and that was their goal.
Yeah.
That was literally the goal. Like, I want my kids to have a better life than I did growing up.
But here's the thing.
And
there's a difference between a better life and an easier life. They're not the same thing.
Yeah, you hear that and you think, oh, that's pretty noble. But then you get to a couple generations down and they're like, yeah, I don't want my kid to deal with what I had to grow up with, and they fail to teach them values.
Yep.
Rather, instead, just make it easier for them.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's people that will argue and say, "Well, the baby boomers fucked up, you know, our country and blah blah blah." And you know, I don't want to fucking argue about that. You know.
I mean, I don't know about the country, the housing market. You know, we can blame them
absolutely.
For that. Yeah. I mean, sure. But we can also blame ourselves.
I wasn't buying fucking
not
houses.
Us. We can blame America, though.
I was in fucking middle
school. Well, yeah, again, I mean, everything can be blamed on the government, and I love blaming the government because it's all their fault.
Yeah. Anybody that gets an adjustable rate mortgage is an idiot. So
I don't even know what that means, so I'll never get one.
Well, I'll tell you real quick because it's real easy to say.
We're in math class.
To adjust.
I didn't.
All right, adjustable rate.
So fixed rate mortgage. Yeah. The moment you sign the paper, you lock in that percentage. For the length of time that you're in that mortgage, that you're under contract, you will have that interest rate to pay. No different than if you go get a car loan.
Mm-hmm.
It's exactly the same. An adjustable rate mortgage, you sign the paper, and it might be 1.9% for 5 years. The 5 years is up, and they can jack it to any price that they want. So they'll go from 1.9% to fucking 19%. So your house payment goes from $250 a month to $2,500 a month, and then you can't pay. So the theory behind an adjustable rate mortgage is now you lock in or you agree to that super low interest rate, and then before that interest rate changes, you refinance. And you just do that a couple times while you're paying down the principal of your house. Then you actually actually end up paying less for a house than you would have with a fixed rate mortgage. But with an adjustable rate mortgage, you have the potential to get fucked out of your house and then, you know, financially the rest of your life.
If you don't know that refinance trick.
Yes. Ah. Or if you don't catch it in time, you forget, you know, the market crashes and then, you know, there's already like a 6 or 7% interest rate. So you're going to be losing out a lot. So it's a bad thing to get into. So good rule of thumb is just don't fucking do it. It's a bad decision.
See, and here I am at 27 years old, just learning this shit.
Yeah.
On a random podcast, instead of being taught something like that.
I didn't know it either until I actually bought this house.
Here's a funny thing.
Right?
My mother actually mentioned this once. Back when she was in high school, they had a class literally called Life Skills.
Mm-hmm.
Where they would teach you, you know, it's basically home ec.
Good old Mrs. Welch.
But they would teach you cooking, you know, cleaning, taxes, you know, basic stuff for when you got out of high school that you would need as an adult. They're starting to re-implement that in colleges now.
Mm-hmm.
Because people don't know how to fucking live anymore.
So here's the fucked up thing. When I was in high school, which was the same time that everyone else in this room is in high school, I had a class called Life and Careers. Okay. Which is essentially what that life skills used to be, but way watered down. You learn how to write a check. I already knew how to do that. You learn about budgets. That's about it. That's all you did.
Mm-hmm.
So
we did that and learned how to sew.
Like, okay, I did that in home ec.
Yeah,
so
we were taught how to make a pretty badass meatball.
But here's some pretty important things.
You're talking home ec.
Like
we're talking like this life skills course.
Oh, I know.
They teach you how to do like your laundry, because again, like these kids that go to like college campuses and they finally move out of their parents' house, don't know how to use a washing machine.
It's because their parents suck too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's failure on a parent's behalf if you can't wash your clothes. But as far as like, I agree. Balancing the checkbook,
taxes.
Understanding
well, here's
taxes,
the thing.
I don't know shit about taxes still.
You probably your length of tax knowledge is probably from hearing me spew bullshit from my mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a problem, okay? Because I've taught all that shit to myself. Like, you should learn a good portion of the United States tax code before you graduate high school. You should be able to rattle that fucking shit off. Article 32 of Section B says this. You should be able to fucking rattle that off right out of the gate.
Why is that not taught in the economics class in high school?
Well, because the government doesn't want you to know taxes.
I'm glad you said it, because I was going to say it, and I'm like, they'll think I'm a conspiracy theorist.
No.
But it's fucking true.
I'm very, very anti-government.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they killed JFK, damn it.
I'm conservative, but I'm very anti-government.
Thank you. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
Because that's exactly what it is.
The government
they just
is a
don't
bad
want
thing.
You to know how to do it.
No, I agree.
Because if you could make an educated decision, then you wouldn't make a bad one that would put you in a position where you have to rely on them to get you out of
I'm
it.
I'm still doing this.
And that's exactly what they want.
Or you would make a slightly poorer decision, and they wouldn't benefit as much.
Yeah, that too.
basically their objective is just like any other business.
It's control.
It's to, you know,
to control the consumer.
Make some kind of profit, whether that be their profit is actual money or, like he said, control.
Mm. Well, you've heard the theory about your Social Security number, right?
No.
That they use that as currency.
That it's basically a barcode assigning you as property of the United States government.
Oh.
Yeah.
And that's how they get loans.
Kind of figures.
Because they use Social Security numbers as a type of currency to say, well, we have this many citizens. If we aren't able to pay this loan, you could take this many people.
Yeah. And that's one of the theories floating around out there.
Never heard that before.
Yeah, I don't know that it's that extreme, but I definitely buy into the fact that at birth you're assigned this number. That's your barcode. You might as well get a fucking barcode tattoo.
I might as well just be thrown into a fucking oven.
Yeah, you are kind of, I mean...
You look slightly Jewish, yeah.
Part Polish, yeah.
Yeah, you're fucking Jewski.
My mom, I actually found... I've been joking for years about being Jewish. No, it turns out I'm actually part Polish.
He had that Jew fro for a long time.
I've always had the curly Jew hair, man.
Ooh.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
It's pretty.
I was just joking around. Oh yeah, I was joking around with my mom. I was like, "Yeah, you gave me this freaking Jew nose." She goes, "Well, we are part Polish." I'm like, "What?"
No.
No. Oh shit!
I'm never going to Europe.
But I'm so bad with money. Why?
Oh shit!
He's got a point.
I'm digging this.
Where the fuck did that part of you go?
Well, he's bad with money because of his own poor decisions.
I'm bad with money.
He has the ability up here to make sound decisions. He just chooses not to.
But I mean, like, I feel like that inner Jew part would just, unless it's not big enough yet.
I just think it hasn't evolved.
Would just be like.
He hasn't fed it enough.
You know, he goes to like a restaurant.
We live in the age of weak men.
He's like, I can't tip the waitress $3. She didn't give me another water.
I asked for a lemon, damn it. I used to do that. No shit. If I ask for a lemon in my fucking water, because I get water at restaurants, because if I get soda, I'll drink 9 of them before I get my food. So I get water, because I like fucking lemon-flavored water.
It's good.
If I ask for a fucking lemon and you can't perform my simple task, you're a dumbass. We talked about this a little bit ago. And I'm not going to fucking tip you. Because it's not my responsibility to pay your wage.
I started at like a $5 thing, and if you just get if you get bad, just progressively goes down with each thing. And then I think a minimum, because I feel like it's more insulting if I tip you like
38 cents
than if I don't tip you at all.
You know, as a past server, you're right. Exactly. That would be so much more insulting to have you leave me change, especially if it was on a credit card. I had to type in the fact that you left me change on a card, I'd realize that I fucked up.
Yep.
However, I am great at customer service. For as much as I hate people and think they're all idiots, I saw that meme that it's like my customer service voice is someone else. I don't even know who that is.
Yeah.
It's fucking true.
Yeah.
I become the nicest, most understanding person. I talk to you like I'm fucking Barry White trying to get in them pants. Like, and if you're an old woman, by God, you're going to tip me well because I'm going to make you feel 16 again and we're about to go down.
Yeah. Like,
in fact, we might go down.
And as far as doing your job right.
Downtown because I'm headed there.
Even before that, I always liked tipping well because I know that in America, you know, we don't pay a decent wage to servers.
No, we don't.
You actually do make your wage. Like literally all the serving jobs I had, they give you just enough money to cover your taxes for your hours.
Yep.
So your wages are your tips, which sucks. But as a citizen of America, if you eat or dine out here and get served, you have to understand that person is there to take care of you. So, yeah, you are kind of paying them. You are literally paying their wage
right.
Because you're it. You're their money.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I treated everyone very well and tried to do my best was because it's like, you know, if I don't do good here, then they shouldn't have to pay me any.
That's right.
But if I do badass and you pay me like shit, I'm going to remember you. I'm going to fucking hate you. Find you one day, Samantha McDonald. No, I'm just kidding. I don't. She's a real person. Look her up. But so in that case, you know, you just have to be prepared. Like me, my minimum is my max min is $10 tip. That's where it starts. Usually, is like if you do great, if I have no complaints, if you're, you know, smiling, helpful, brought me everything, $10. You're welcome. Thank you for a good job. If you only kind of fucked up. It's going to be like 5 or I'll round up to the nearest full number.
Mm-hmm.
if you do total shit, I have left only $2 tips in my life. And it was because they were absolute shit. And one of them redeemed themselves because it was a B-dubs and I went there a lot. And that gal was terrible. And everyone was tipping her, you know, $5, $10, $12. I was with Dave and Will. And I was like, nope, zero. They were like, dude, you're a bartender. Why would you tip zero? I was like, because she did shit. We had to keep asking her for our drinks. She didn't do anything. Left a big zero and then wrote a note. I was like, maybe next time. And 1 week later, we came back. She was the best server I've ever had. And then she was our regular server after that. I tipped her $12. And I was like, I hope this made up for last time. So, you know, she learned her lesson.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's great.
We have, I went on a rant, you know, 25 episodes ago about we need to be held
more
accountable.
More than likely, yeah, you did.
Yeah. It's been a while since I've ranted really hard. I've been putting that on the back burner.
You've been subdued, yeah.
We have, like, number one, in my mind, you should hold yourself accountable for your actions. But number two, if you aren't cognitive enough to hold yourself accountable, someone else should be fucking holding you accountable for the mistakes that you make. Yeah, a lemon in my water is incredibly trivial. But if I said I had a food allergy and you forgot because I asked you for a lemon in my water and you've got 10,000 other things and I told you I had a food allergy and I fucking die, like, that's on you. You know, obviously that's an extreme. I mean,
yeah.
It's really happened, though.
I'm really trying to push the point because I was a server, too. So, I mean, I get it. Like,
who was your master?
Who was my master?
Yeah. What franchise?
Well, I was a sandwich artist at Penn Station East Coast
right.
Subs.
That's right.
Sandwich artist.
That's not really being a server, but when I worked for the catering company here in town, I kind of did a little bit of everything. And the nights that I had to serve were the fucking most miserable nights that I ever had.
Ethan was the one who got my first serving job at Grindstone Charlie's.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wait.
And I was the one who got
Ethan fired.
Didn't
you work at Monocle's? Wait, you just delivered pizza.
After. It was actually at the same time as Monocle's.
Okay.
I started at Grindstone's, but I was
you weren't a server at Monocle's.
Ethan goes, literally the worst customer. This podcast is talking about not tipping your servers now. Rest in peace, this stream. He goes, a food allergy is so fucking different than a lemon. This guy, wow. I tried getting him on today, too.
Yeah, yeah. I thought you were in, what do
you
say, Monticello
or
Rossville?
Yeah, where were you at? I thought you were supposed to be in Monticello.
Yeah, you're spending a lot of time on your phone for hanging out with your family, you liar.
The objects that I'm talking about are irrelevant. The point that I'm trying to make is if you can't satisfy a very simple request, then maybe you should rethink your career path.
See, and that's one of those, like, that simple request thing. I always used to go to McDonald's, and I always order off the dollar menu because I'm a cheap fuck, and all their food's terrible anyway.
Right.
So
it's better now.
It's terrible, but still delicious.
It's
the same
so
time.
Much
yeah.
better now.
Yeah. I always get, you know, the McDouble, the $1 McDouble, and I'd say, with everything on it. I did that a couple times, and 1 out of 9 times, they had it right. They'd put everything on it. And then I realized they keep fucking this up. So maybe I need to specify. So I'd say everything on it. And when I say that, I mean lettuce, tomato, pickle, onion, ketchup, mustard, mayonnaise. You're like, okay. And I'd see them put all that shit on the list because some of it they charge extra for. And then I'd still get my order messed up. 9 times out of 10, it was still messed up. And I'm just like, I saw you put everything on that list and yet you still fucked it up. Something is fundamentally wrong with the person in the kitchen right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like they either just ignored it or they looked at it and they were like, that's too much, or they're just fucking retarded and they
like
didn't
us
understand.
With the garbage pizzas at Monocle.
Oh my God. Oh,
yes. You get the fucking 22 toppings. You're just like, God damn it.
You're not getting
Do you remember, were you there? So
we're going to short them 4 toppings. They're not going to tell the difference.
Typically, somebody would be like, yeah, I want pizza with everything on it. They meant a deluxe. Then
anytime you hear everything on it, you always just put deluxe. You didn't ask them, did you mean all 22 toppings? But
yeah.
Then occasionally you get that one asshole. It's like everything. Like, how many toppings do you
there
have?
There are toppings on the list that aren't like actually listed. And they're like, yeah, we want that too.
What do you got in that fridge? You got mayonnaise in there? Put it on. Throw it on.
Were you there the one time some guy was like, yeah, I want everything on it. And I was like, okay, so a deluxe? I always specify. I was like, so I always ask. I'm like, do you want a deluxe? Normally they're like, oh, yeah. No, this guy was like, no, I believe you call it the garbage pizza. I was like, oh my fucking God, they know.
Yeah, they know what it is.
I was there because I probably ended up having to make it.
And then there was that one old guy that came in every Monday, got an individual that had like 12 toppings on it.
Yeah.
And he was just, and he always brought in his receipt, and that gets you like a discount on the individual pleaser.
Okay.
And he knew. He knew exactly how much it cost.
This pizza was as tall as it was fucking wide.
Individual pizzas are $4.99 no matter what.
Right.
That no matter how many toppings you had. Every other size pizza, it's like $1.50 per topping.
Right.
No, he knew what he was doing. That 95-year-old fucker.
System. That guy had it down to a fucking
That motherfucker was on a fixed income and he knew how to work it.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Do you remember all the people that were like, hey, you guys got anchovies?
Yes. Blaine, I worked there for fucking 7 years.
Yeah, you worked there longer than I did.
Know everything about that place still.
Yeah, you guys do shrimp?
Scrimps.
You guys do shrimp? You
got any of them scrimps?
No.
I didn't give Damon my key back until I moved to Chicago. Actually, I lived there for 4 months. And then I came back and was like, hey, I forgot this. He's like, I didn't even know you had that. I could have just went in there like midnight one night, turned off the alarm because I still know the code, and made myself anything.
I had to give my shirt back when he caught me behind the counter.
Dude, I go in there and I'll order something. He'll be like, get your ass back here and make it. I'm not making your stuff.
He texted me. He's like, you cannot be behind the counter making your own food. I was like, all right.
I've been in there when they're busy as fuck.
And I've helped too.
They'll be like, will you please come help us? And I'm just like, I haven't worked here for 2 fucking years, people. They're like, please. And I do it. And I've been there. And I'll be
Damn,
it
just
like
got mad at
hours.
Me.
Yeah. That was kind of the fun thing about it, though. Like a month after I quit, and I'd still go in there all the time to see everybody. And just like, you look a little busy. I'll just go make my own pizza.
The best part about it was drinking on the job.
Oh, it's so easy. Wasn't it you that opened the day after I left a bottle and a half of Captain Morgan in the long freezer?
Yep.
And you were just like, hey, did you leave your rum here? And I was like, oh, fuck, yeah, I did. And he goes, yeah, Damon found that this morning. He's like, I had to convince him you weren't drinking on the job. And I was like,
yeah, I was like,
thanks.
I think I remember going, oh, yeah, no, we were going to go out last night. So while Ryan was on delivery, he just stopped by the store and bought that, and he put it in the freezer, so it'd be cool. But we ended up, plans fell through, and I think he just forgot it. That's what I told him. Because I was always drinking
it was
whiskey.
It was that I drank half that bottle and got drunk at work. And I was like, all right, bye, and went home.
Yeah.
Totally forgot the rest of my fucking alcohol.
Andrew started that trend.
He taught me the most important lesson of my life, which is you get a large plastic cup and you put a beer right inside the cup and ice around it. And you put the lid in the straw and no one knows you're drinking beer at work. And I have taken that with me everywhere.
I have a hard time drinking beer through a straw, though.
Oh, yeah. But it's worth it.
Oh, no, I get
it. If you can do it.
I totally get it.
Yeah.
Andrew has my favorite story about monocles, and it involves Stephanie Mayhew. But you know this story.
It's yours.
So this girl, she was attractive. She always liked to wear short shorts. And when I say short shorts, I'm talking like basically her pant leg was up in her vagina.
Okay.
She was wearing boy short underwear, I believe they're called.
I don't know.
Pretty much boy shorts on the outside.
Well, she...
Okay. I'm a big fan of her.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of this.
She was like... She went up to like this spot. She just started like swinging her legs. Andrew had been drinking for like an hour at this point. And he was just like staring at her fucking vagina. He's just like... And she's like looking at him. She goes, quit staring at it. He goes, quit throwing it in my face.
We need to get him on this show. I doubt that'll ever happen.
Good
but,
luck getting him to leave his
exactly.
house.
Exactly.
That's kind of like my chlamydia eyeball story.
I want to hear this.
You haven't heard this story?
I don't believe
I've told
so.
It on the show before.
I tell it again.
Is that the heater eye? No, that's not the heater
that's
eye.
That's not old heater eye.
Did someone throw chlamydia in your eyeball?
No, is that where this is going? This was a coworker of mine at Penn Station. Long story short, this girl was supposed to work like Friday night, called off. Was supposed to open the next morning, called off, was supposed to work on Sunday, showed up on Sunday with a fucking eye patch. like a fucking pirate eye patch, but then with bandages and shit over it, okay? And I asked her, I said, number one, like, why didn't you show up to work? Number two, what the fuck's wrong with your eyeball? And she goes, well, you know, I went to a party Friday night. And I hooked up with this guy. He fucking facialed me. I got chlamydia in my eyeball. Like,
and
like so the silence that was in the room just now was like me just standing there like, what? You got chlamydia in your eye.
Yeah. He facialed her.
And yeah, you're telling me about it.
Yeah.
Like, you could have just said, I got hit in the eye.
Yeah.
Or, like, you know, even go a little more, a little farther. I took a load to the eye. Okay, enough said.
It was high velocity.
No, I got chlamydia in my eye from a load that this dude shot in it.
Yeah.
You just gave me your whole life story.
Yeah. Like,
I'm not qualified for this. I don't get paid enough.
I need emotional support.
Yeah. Am I even allowed to be within 10 feet of you? I don't know how AIDS works.
I need a safe space right now.
Well, it's like, oh my God, like chlamydia in your fucking eyeball. Like, why would you tell me that? Like, I would have said something witty like, yeah, you know that movie, The Christmas Story? They always said they'll fucking shoot your eye out. You know, like.
And trust me, he did.
Yeah.
Was his name Red?
I don't know.
Did he drive a Range Rover?
But that fucking eye was red. So anyway.
I'm sorry. So where was this at?
It was at Penn Station.
Okay. So did you put up a tip jar with her picture on it like they do for the sick kids in town?
I wish I would have. Oh, that's a great fucking idea.
Fix her chlamydia ball.
Yeah.
Send her to chlamydia camp.
Cynthia needs your help.
Start the fucking Amy McLaughlin. Arm.
Sarah McLaughlin.
Sarah McLaughlin. Thank you.
She's part of your family. You should know her.
She's not a part of my family.
I know.
Remember, I'm not even... No, I can't say that. I can't say that live.
Not even white?
There's people...
It's okay.
There's people
I'm not even white.
There's people that still don't know. But anyway. You don't fucking remember a word I'm talking about. So...
You're probably... You're from Sandusky?
Oh, my God. Yeah, we make brake pads, bro. But so I'm up in a ceiling, okay? I'm up in a drop ceiling like this yesterday. I'm fucking wiring up these pain-in-the-ass lights. There's fucking, like, soft duct work on my head. There's fucking shit, like, cutting me. And I'm fucking up there wiring this light up. My wife calls me, okay? It's like 7:15 in the morning.
Do this. Try to bite your ear.
But she calls me. It's like, it's 7:15 in the morning, okay? I'm on a ladder and my phone's ringing. So I'm immediately pissed off.
Yeah. Don't you love that?
Like,
when you're doing something, your phone rings. It's like
it's not even the pissed. Fact that it's not even the fact that I was doing something. It's just like, I'm all fucking contorted up in the ceiling.
Yeah.
Trying to fucking wire this light up. I've oriented the light. Twister. The only way that I can access the little fucking trap door on the top of the light. No. So I can wire it up.
That's why I only play with guys.
And gays.
Sorry, not to take away from what you were saying.
No, you're all right. My phone's ringing. I've got wireless Beats, so I've got my headphones in, and I fucking answer it. I'm like, what? And before I even said what, the first thing that popped in my head was, wait a minute, it's 7:15 in the morning. She shouldn't be calling me. She doesn't call me at work. That fucking dumb bitch got in a car wreck. You know, I'm instantly fucking angry. And she goes, she's hysterical on the phone. I won. You won what? I won. What the fuck did you win?
It better be fucking $250,000, bitch.
I won tickets on the radio. She wins fucking concert tickets on the radio all the time. What tickets did you win? I had to stop what I was doing. Paw Patrol. I won.
Jesus
fucking
Christ.
Paw Patrol tickets!
You don't have she doesn't have a friend or someone who gives a shit to call about
well,
that?
Well, I mean,
I'm her
mom.
I'm her only friend.
I have a daughter, so, I mean, we give a shit. But I was like, you fucking called me at 7:15 in the fucking morning. Ecstatic, like hysterically fucking excited about Paw Patrol tickets. What is wrong with you? What day are we going?
I have a concert that I would like people to go with me to. I don't go to concerts very often. But for my birthday...
Is that because you're too dapper?
I am too fancy for most concerts.
That's
but
fair.
This one I will not be too fancy for.
You know, you missed... I'm sorry, Matt, but hold on one sec. You missed this whole stage of Matt's life where he used to wear cut-off t-shirts all the time and just gym shorts and tennis shoes. Like, that was the Matt Wilcox wardrobe that I knew.
I kind of am sad that I didn't get to see that.
He was a bro. He looked like a bro.
I was a big bro. Had my ears pierced.
Yep. Big
God,
diamond earrings.
You were
earrings.
Fucking icy?
Yeah.
God damn it.
I had white Oakleys.
Oh, yeah, you did.
I still have a pair that is in the center console of my pickup that every time I go to get my sunglasses, I look at them, and then I regret being alive.
You have a flashback to all the V-necks and, like, the brightly colored shirts and plaid shorts that you wore.
Meters.
I do that, too.
I used to wear lots of salmon.
I used to wear a lot of sailing stuff.
Yeah.
Boat shoes, 10 pairs.
But anyway, around my birthday in May, up in Chicago, Tool will be playing.
Yeah, I'm in.
Yep.
So I would like to
May
go to
May 19th or 20th.
May 19th.
System of Down's playing that weekend, too.
Sunday.
Yeah.
May 19th, System is playing on the Saturday before 8th.
Yep.
On the
18th. It's like $250 for both days.
I would just be going to
so it's a two-day
we
thing?
Might be going to Sonic Temple in Columbus, which has the same lineup plus more. So I don't know.
I literally only care to see Tool. That is the only band.
I would much rather go to Columbus than Chicago.
Yeah, I'm so sick of Chicago.
So
does Tool also play in Columbus?
Let's get the R&D department.
I'll hop on the R&D department.
Like I said,
it.
May 19th is like 3 days after my birthday.
Well,
so
why don't we just
and that's 3 days before my birthday. So
why don't we just go?
If we can agree on something,
like,
we could
do the better lineup.
Bash.
I would be totally for that.
Yeah.
All right. The lineup includes
Foo
Fighters, System of a Down, Disturbed, Bring Me the Horizon, The Prodigy, Ghost, Hailstorm, Lamb of God, Chevelle, Joan Jett, and the Blackhearts, The Cult, In This Moment, The Hives, Gojira, The Distillers, Meshuggah, Action Bronson, The Struts, Refused, Killswitch Engage, Parkway Drive, Black Label Society, Beartooth, Scars on Broadway.
Damn.
Ugh, gross.
Tom Morello's going to be
there. Tom Morello, Avatar, Bad Wolves, Pussy Riot, Fever 333, The Glorious Sons, Bad Flower, Mark Lanegan Band, Issues, Young Blood, whatever that is. Black Pistol Fires.
Black Dahlia Murders.
Black Dahlia Murder, Basement, Don Bronco, While She Sleeps, Hands Like, Wage War is good. Amigo the Devil, The Plot in You, they're okay. Black Coffee, Shapes.
Pretty Vicious is all right.
I did not see
Unfortunately, not Tool.
Nope, no Tool.
Okay, well, I'm
but
not
that
going
is
that
an awesome
one.
That is a good lineup. I will give it that.
Matt, I'll go with you.
But it's the same exact weekend, May 17th through the 19th.
I'm very sorry. I will
What's
be going
it your lineup? Is it just a single? Is it just Tool?
No.
Just a Tool concert?
Pull the other one up.
Yeah.
No, it's...
Yeah, I need to do a quick comparison here
System
because you
Down's
just said...
playing
like,
on Saturday. Ghost is playing Saturday also, I believe.
Tool is
right
my
there.
Favorite band of all time.
Yeah, mine too.
Yeah, we got System of a Down, Tool... Okay, this is Saturday. System of a Down, Ghost, Meshuggah, Beartooth, Code Orange, Knocked Loose, and Vain. Sunday is Tool, The Prodigy, Gojira, In This Moment, Fever 333, Black Dahlia Murder, and Alien Weaponry. Almost identical lineups,
just
significantly less.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to that one.
Mm.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I would love to
probably
see
going
Foo
to
Fighters.
Neither.
I wouldn't.
I'm a big
fan. I like Foo Fighters, yeah. I'd give it to... I mean, it was just because that other lineup had so many more.
Yeah, the other one had a lot more, but I'll be honest, I'm not a big fan of Disturbed's new albums. So I don't really care.
I am, but every time I've tried to see Tool, I mean, I finally got to see Coheed and Cambria, so Tool and Coheed and Cambria are the bands that I've tried to see the most over the last fucking decade, and every time I get an opportunity, I get fucked out of it.
Well, we're going to go see Coheed again.
Yes, we are in February.
Nice. Did you see Parkway Drive and Killswitch Engage?
Yes. Probably going to go to that one, too.
May 1st. It's a Wednesday in Indianapolis.
Yeah, I don't give a shit. Probably going to go to that one, too.
I will be going.
Oh, yeah. I'd like to go see Parkway Drive then. Especially
if
it's in
Indy. What time is the concert?
Oh, I have no idea.
Well, because Wednesday's class day for me.
More than likely, it'll start about 6 or 7.
Yeah, I'll just not go to class that day.
Yeah, it'll be over by 11.
But
it's only three bands. Upon a Burn a Body, I think.
Oh, dude.
It's either Upon a Burn a Body or... it's Upon a Burning Body.
Let me know when
go
you're
for them
looking at
drive.
Tickets.
Yeah.
And then we'll coordinate over that.
Yeah.
The last time I tried to get Tool tickets, the day they went live, I had the day off. I was sitting on my computer watching the ticker count down. The moment it said go live, I fucking clicked purchase. They were sold out.
Jesus. I will literally cry if Tool is already sold out when I go to get my tickets.
Are they live right now?
I have no idea, actually. Felipe just texted me.
Go back to that and see if we can purchase tickets.
I know you can purchase Sonic Temple tickets. So.
Well, I don't give a shit about that. I want to see Tool. As much as I would like to see System of a Down. Which,
tickets. Which you can buy them now.
So...
Field is $249
for both days
on sale. That's on sale for that's field general admission. Level 1, 209, level 2, 199, level 3, 179. Single day passes. So, yeah, that's 2 day passes right there. Single day passes, level 1, 129.
It's 150 a day for field or 250 for both days.
I mean, you're saving $50 for 2 days, but yeah.
Fuck it, Matt. Let's go to both days.
I will. I'll just text Felipe and be like, we're staying with you.
I'd be cool with that.
Yeah.
I'd fucking kill a weekend.
Yep.
Cool. Well, we hashed that one out pretty quick. Basically, fuck off, Blaine.
That's all right.
Just like us going to see Aquaman this weekend. Fuck off, Blaine.
Yeah, Blaine.
And Matt and I will do our thing.
At least we're all going to see it so we can actually talk about it.
Well, you don't know that we're actually going to end up at the movie theater. We might film our own Aquaman.
Oh.
Oh.
Who am I?
My word.
One final topic. What we got?
Whoa. Well, real quick, play the Mountain Dew vid. Just real quick. Or fucking ignore me. I mean, one final topic, and then write to your cell phone. Play the fuck Mountain Dew video.
Oh, yeah.
And then pull that picture up that I tagged you in.
Picture? Did you just tag me in it?
No, I did it at the beginning, or before the show started. I told you, Blaine, I'm going to tag you in this. I want you to pull it up on the show.
I brought this one chilling that set my mouth on fire, and I had to drink a 2-liter of Mountain Dew.
That's fucking Heritage as fuck.
All right, so that looks like Tyler Kochenour.
Yeah, it does.
But it sounds like if he was born in Tennessee.
A little bit.
Oh, yeah, we wanted to watch that, too.
I don't think we're going to get to the trailer.
We'll get to it next week.
I drank a whole 2-liter lime.
Pull up that fucking Facebook picture.
I'll be honest, that's kind of impressive to me because whenever I try to, like, drink lots of pop, it burns my throat.
It's spicy.
I'm just like, ow.
It's spicy.
Well, I can't chug no Coke.
What's going on with your notifications?
I don't like. I can't drink Coke by itself.
What picture are you
like? Just nice
right
cold
there.
Coke. I feel it on
my
teeth.
That's not it.
That's
like
the you didn't tag me.
Oh no, just no. Okay, okay.
I can't really drink pop anymore.
I will just read it because I saved it, not tagged you.
I mean, that's the way God intended it. I'm pretty sure.
I agree with that.
Yeah, it was in Genesis.
And with Phil Collins.
Yes, with Phil Collins was there.
Thank you. I'm glad you guys picked up on it.
Dang.
Studio. That makes me want to watch American Psycho now.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
That's a good movie.
That is a great movie.
I have to return some video
here
tapes,
it is.
Guys.
So this picture is from the group American AF. The caption says, I felt a great disturbance in America as if millions of voices suddenly cried out in terror and were suddenly silenced. And it's a tweet that says, want to close the wage gap? Step one, change your major from feminist dance therapy to electrical engineering. And I fucking appreciate the hell out of that.
Why don't you just go to your profile and look on your profile, Blaine?
Is that really a class I can
haven't
take,
gotten
though?
I haven't been tagged in it.
God, I hope so. I didn't tag Blaine in it.
Yeah.
Oh.
I just saved it. But, like, we've talked about racism on the show. We've talked about feminism on the show. We've talked about all that bullshit. All the isms that I can't fucking stand. Like, we're all fucking human beings, okay?
Do you like plagiarism?
No. I want people to be original. And if you can't win, cheat. Just don't get caught. Then it's not plagiarism.
If you ain't first, you're last.
Caught. Yeah, that's right.
Dale Earnhardt said. Yeah.
Oh,
I did a Hail Dale at the fucking show this weekend.
There's a Trevor Perry for the longest time on Rocket League had a picture of Dale Earnhardt as his account and his name was Do It For Dale.
That's you amazing.
See his, like, Rocket League car, like, flying through the air to score a goal, and we're just always like, do it for Dale!
I don't have anything else.
Yeah, I got nothing.
I hit my topics.
I feel satisfied.
Ryan was Hell a good yeah. guest.
Yes, he was.
I want him to come back.
He's I want him guy. Back for a longer episode. Yes. We kind of started late today, yeah. you know.
I think that was mostly my fault, though.
I was late, too.
Don't oh, good.
Back. We all kind of planned on a late day today, so. But I think this is, like, one of the shortest podcasts we've had done in a while.
How long is it? An hour?
Yeah. Hour 14, currently. Well, I hour mean,
the
15
last
currently.
One we did was 4 fucking hours long. Yeah. So I think
let's give the listeners a break.
We made wow. up for it, yeah.
I'm going to have to start opening up my Tuesdays, it sounds like.
Yes.
And we need to get more comfier chairs down here because this guy's got a fucking recliner.
I plan on getting a couch right
How much
here.
Bullshit is that, right?
I'm the only fucking podcaster that does a weekly show.
I was going to say, I've seen him more times. So, like, seniority states he gets the comfy chair. But at the same time, I'm a fucking millennial and I want what he has.
I am the comfy chair.
Is that all we got, guys?
That's all I got. Yeah, that's all right. Thanks for showing up, Ryan.
Yeah, thanks for coming. Man,
thanks for inviting me, guys. Matt, nice to see you all dressed and dapper.
When you told me that you couldn't come, I immediately started hitting people up, and nobody could do it.
I was pretty pissed. I was like, guys, like, can we hurry the fuck up? Like, I actually had something to do on a Tuesday. They didn't listen to me. It just so happened that we got done early.
Yeah. Hell yeah, dude. Well, once again, thanks for coming. Really enjoyed having you on the show.
This was a lot of fun.
It was.
I got a drink and people got to watch me do it. And they actually did it of their own volition. It wasn't just me in a bar making them listen to me.
Hey, asshole.
I'm not Adam, okay? I just speak loudly. I don't call people out.
Next time, I want to get you and Ethan on here.
Here's the thing.
Ryan, I think that'd be a good dynamic. I think we could tell a lot of high school stories and stupid shit we've done.
Some of that probably is not within statute of limitations. Like, it's still within statute of limitations.
Can I talk
Listen,
shit
when you
to
get
him?
Drunk, yeah. you are not, okay. like, a loud asshole.
Not
you
Ryan, obviously.
Exact opposite.
I like
him. You just sit there.
So, I guess we'll do the plugs now.
Yeah, do your shameless plug.
I mean, you do the plugs.
All right.
I mean, because here's the crossroads that we're at. I'm not good at doing plugs, okay? We've established this, like, 64 episodes ago. You're the plug guy. If you don't want to be the plug guy, make Matt the plug guy.
I'll be the plug guy.
He's Matt.
I'm Dapper Dan, damn it.
I'm Matt.
Damn it. We're in a tight spot.
All right, guys. Thank you for listening and watching. You can check us out live on Podcastrophe on Twitch and Facebook. Hopefully YouTube soon. If not, live. Check us out every Thursday on iTunes and Podbean at podcastrophypod.podbean.com. We are also still on the Journey Into Comics Network feed. Just subscribe to Journey Into Comics on Podbean, Stitcher Radio, iTunes, Google Play.
But it would mean a lot to us if you did it on either iTunes.
Yeah,
or Podbean.
If you're on the Journey Into Comics Network and you're listening to us right now, head on over to our feed and you'll get extra content that you don't get on the Journey Into Comics Network feed.
We do extra things.
All that stuff we talk about touching each other, it happens.
Yes.
And last week, we did a review of Creed 2. You could get that if you just subscribe to us.
I wasn't invited.
Because you haven't seen the movie.
It's because you're white.
Pussy.
I identify as Polynesian. I'm actually
Samoan. Oh, we
Samoan.
Can just identify as things?
I'm actually Samoan. Nice.
Yep. Not to derail his plugs or make this go longer, but my running thing for like the last 5 or 6 years is I identify as a meat popsicle, so I shouldn't have to pay taxes.
Yeah, good old Fifth Element right there.
Thank you! Gets it!
Appreciate this guy. Bruce Willis appreciates that too.
Yes, he does.
He needs that for his career at this point.
Oh. All right, Bruce doesn't need anything from you, you fucking animal. He's doing fine.
Listen, his last decent movie was Looper.
I haven't even seen it, and I'm mad at you.
It's all right. Let's take it home, guys. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for watching. And please make every day a big dick day. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Hey.